Afternoon Jams family on the phone line. County Commissioner here in Orange County, Orlando, Florida, Haitian American elected official Victoria Siplin. How you doing today, Honorable Victoria Siplin?
As best as possible, and I must say, we're blessed. We're blessed.
You and my condolences to you and the Haitian community. We woke up to this shocking news of the president being assassinated. At least that's what's been reported. He was assassinated. You actually met the president on a trip to Haiti.
Yes. Since 2014, every year, you know, my family and I, we go to Haiti. And back in 2017, you know, I had the honor of being invited to the palace and sat down with President Jovenel Moïse. And he basically just talked about his plans for the people of Haiti. It was a great meeting. And, you know, it's so unfortunate that, and I know, you know, Haiti has been going through turmoil, just political unrest, economic issues. It's been a lot, you know, and we're not even talking about the natural disasters that have occurred there. But, you know, to see a sitting president be assassinated inside of his home. I can tell you, when I woke up this morning and heard the news at about 6 o'clock, it was such, I was in such disbelief. Like, I couldn't believe that, you know, this occurred in my country. Like, you know, like I said, regardless of our political views, this is a sad day for the country, you know, and for the people of Haiti. And we have to remain vigilant. We have to remain prayerful for the new leadership that's there, you know, to put the people first. You know, it's just heartbreaking, wow. You know, to see something like this. You know, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Do you believe it could have been outside interference?
You know, there's so many different conspiracy theories out there on why this occurred. And I, you know, I can't get into that,
right.
But all I can tell you, it's a shame that the country, you know, through all that it's been going through the resilience of the people, that here we are again with such a tragic, event. This is horrible. This really is horrible. And like I said, you know, there you have people on both sides that have their opinions. At what point will we learn to respect, you know, those who have been placed in authority? And just it's just crazy to me. I just really don't. I understand, but it's very unbelievable that someone, a sitting president, is assassinated in their homes. I think everybody in the Haitian community and those who love Haiti, those who love the people, they're finding this hard to believe, you know?
Yeah. A lot of things had to happen for a sitting president to be assassinated. Some people have to go along with it. Some people have to know what's going on.
Most definitely. We all know that there's people behind the assassination, you know, and will we ever find out the true story? I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever find out who was behind it. But we all know, you know, whenever there's a hit out for somebody, whenever an assassination takes place, we know that there are people behind the scenes orchestrating things. I think that's something that we know. Who, you know, I have no idea.
Right.
But one thing I do know, and I've said it before, is it's a sad day for the country.
Hey, County Commissioner, can the United States do anything to help Haiti? And to help get them out of the situation they're in, and what role you think France can play in helping Haiti?
To be honest with you, you know, that's discussions that I think Haiti and its leadership has to have. You know, I think that if they want assistance from other countries, that's something, a decision that they have to make. You know, there are internal issues that have to be resolved, because people, the United States, other countries have come to the aid of Haiti. Here we are today. You understand? So
right.
I always think that it's like, if you have an issue in your home, people from the outside just can't come in, because there are things that you know what's going on in your house that you have to resolve. And if somebody's going to come help you, you have to tell that person what type of aid that you need. You understand?
Yes.
So it's easy for us to say, well, bring in the United States, bring in France, bring in Venezuela, bring in this country. But I think internally some things have to be done with the leadership in Haiti.
Right.
That's just my personal view. But I can't tell you that what Haiti needs is America to come in and help.
Yeah, and I'm not saying America coming in like starting business, because I know America can come in sometimes. It's not the best thing, you know.
Or any country.
Yeah, yeah. But it just, you know, these country are brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? You my sister.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, the kids that we mentor here in Orlando, they're Haitian kids, they're Jamaican kids. And I know these stories.
And we're in pain. This is painful.
Exactly.
This is sad. This is painful. So what you and others who sympathize, who have a relationship with the Haitian community, all you can do is offer your support. Continue to do what you're doing here to help strengthen the community. You understand?
Yeah.
So by you reaching out, by you letting us know that, hey, we care and we're going to continue in this fight with you here in the United States. That's what we need.
Yeah.
We need to know that no matter what is happening, we have a fight here, you know, that we have to continue.
Yes.
And it's not only a fight, it's a fight for basically minorities.
Exactly.
You know, basically it's a fight to keep them on a path of there is hope, on the path of no matter what is going on in your environment, you have a purpose. And that's our job, is to make people understand that no matter what's happening, there's still a purpose that has to be served, and we all play a role.
Wow, there you go. County Commissioner, got to have you back. I'll be praying for you and the family. And I know you got family there in Haiti. Just saddened with you, praying with you, and sending all positive energy your way. Thank you for being available. Appreciate you.
Always. Right. And thank you for always opening up your platform so we can share our thoughts, so we can share our concerns and what just basically what's happening. And so I appreciate you for opening up the platform.
Yes, ma'am. We're here for you. Say hello to the judge for me, into that next Tiger Wood.
I will. Thank you. And then we got baby boy going to Xavier University of Louisiana. So he's headed to New Orleans.
Wow.
So.
Look at y'all. That's a blessing.
That is
a blessing.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Commissioner. Take care. Okay.
Right. You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
There you go, family. County Commissioner Victoria Siplin, to my friends up in Michigan. Very supportive of our radio station. Very supportive of the community. When we take kids to Africa, always on board, supporting us and other nonprofits here in Orlando. Going back to my music, Mr. Afternoon Jams.